What will haunt you this scary night? These spooky sounds, these ghastly frights. Drinks are stirred, we're all alight. The other side is near us. Tell me a story, tell me a tale of demons and ghosts beyond the veil. A chilling shriek, a thrilling wail. Welcome to Stir Spirits.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another electrifying episode of Stirred Spirits.
Thomas was just on Instagram while he said that whole sentence.
Listen, I'm here and I'm present and I'm ready to deliver the hot content that the people are craving, Hadley.
Like a good...
they love the squeal. Booze, my boss herself said that she only... That's her favorite part of the show.
She only listens to that part.
Yeah, she's edited a 10-hour YouTube mix of you just squealing. Listen, the AC's off, the paper towels are out, we're here ready to rock and roll. Beautiful Friday evening here in sunny Silver Lake.
Yep.
How the heck are you, Hadley?
Do you want it to remain a comedy podcast, or...
let's get deep. Let's get just fucking depressed everyone.
I don't think so. I thought you were going to say, let's get into your depression. I was like, how did you know?
No. No way to really transition from that. So we have a lovely guest here this evening.
Wow.
I couldn't think of a good bit.
We could have made this a mental health awareness.
This just becomes like Chris, Gethard's podcast.
Uh-huh.
Just talking about
How are you doing today?
I fucking hate my voice and I want to die. But when Stirred Spirits is around, it gives me life and life.
We have a good time here
in sunny Silver Lake. And we have a guest that is also having a good time.
Hey.
How would you rate your time so far?
How's my airtime?
I said, how would you rate your time? So
far? I was like, well, shit, you guys. You guys didn't even introduce yourselves either.
Okay, I'm Thomas Saradarian.
I'm Thomas Saradarian.
Hey, everybody's Thomas Saradarian here tonight.
I'm Hadley Dion.
Yes. Just in case you thought that she was also Thomas Saradarian, sorry, we're going to pull a switch on you. Are you Thomas Saradarian?
You know, I've been questioning it lately.
Yes, as of late, you felt the energy.
I actually woke up like a week ago and I was like,
Your veins were just thrumming with the energy of Thomas Saradarian.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Did you feel like a sad dad?
That's my...
Kind of, who sweat a lot.
She was in the wheelhouse.
She knows your brand.
She knows my brand.
Why don't you tell us your name?
Who are you?
Oh, hi, I'm Angelina. Nice to meet you.
Wonderful.
Wow. Thanks for joining us today, Angelina.
Welcome to the show, rough openers ever, really. That one was kind of a clunker. But
we're not going to.
We keep it. We're about genuine. Not genuinity. That's not a word. We're about being genuine here.
Is this all that's going to happen the whole time?
Wait till we interrupt you every time you say a single word. This is a hot mess, and people seem to enjoy it so far, but not as much as they would enjoy these donuts you brought.
Ooh,
that's been an exciting part.
Yeah, Donut Friends.
Where did they come from? Where did they go?
Actually, the name is Donut Friend.
Literally Donut Friend. Okay.
It's literally Donut Friend.
What did you think she was
saying?
She was a donut friend. I thought that she was like, Donut Friend! Put one up for the donut friend.
Wrong.
Yeah.
I prefer to be referred to that from now on.
Donut friend. Well, you know what? The episode is already going to be called Donut Friend.
Great.
So you've made the title.
Perfect.
You've made the title.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, these are fucking good. Donut friend.
Thank you. Keep doing
what you're doing.
Donut friend is great. For those of you like Thomas, you questioned it too. I said it was a
vegan donut. Words in my mouth that I questioned.
I'm sorry, but your face was like, when I was like, they're vegan.
Listen, due to my recent meat problems, I've been embracing more elements of the vegan lifestyle.
Yeah, we're going to need you to tell listeners about your
meat. Anytime I eat meat, I bloat like a balloon and can't shit for like a week.
That happens to me with dairy. Yeah. I get it. I look like a pregnant woman.
Right. But vegan, so far, I've been into tempeh a lot. Tempeh?
I've actually never tried
Trader Joe's tempeh.
Some good tempeh bacon.
tempeh bacon.
Is it good?
It's like yeah, it's like this like it's like tofu, but it's got like a nuttier flavor, a little bit more like solid, good to fry in a pan. That's been pretty
tasty.
This is
a new life for you.
This is a new life for me. I feel less bloated. So that's
good. But then you drink alcohol.
Oh, I drink like a fish.
Tell us what we're drinking today, Angelina.
Wine.
Just what kind of
red wine?
Red wine. My favorite and is Josh Wine. Currently.
It's called Josh Wine.
It's literally called Josh
Wine. That's not a good name. Josh Wine, you're not nailing it. Not as great as Donut Friend.
They were going to sponsor
they
us.
Were, they, yeah, their reps were on the line. Like, we need to get on Stirred Spirits. Crushed.
But specifically, Josh Cab.
Mm-hmm. Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yes, you say it under the Nikon.
You say it now.
Cabernet Sauvignon. Cabernet
Sauvignon. Describe the flavor profile of this wine to the
oh
listeners.
Oh my god, wait.
Yeah,
hold on.
Are you getting notes of.
I have to smell cherry? It.
Of what?
Cherry? I don't know. I always assume there's notes of cherry.
Is it nutty? Is it oaky? Is it fruity?
I feel like it's like an oaky fruity mix.
You can't just take words that I said.
But yeah,
I'm kind of like, it tastes good, because that's where I'm.
Well, so you properly aerate it, right? You got to swirl it kind of without spilling it. You take a big old sniff. Smells like red wine.
I want everyone to know that Thomas is doing this big to-do about it, and Angelina just gulping it down.
I already almost need my second glass.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Folks,
I bought two bottles.
That's red wine. Do you have a good, you know what, do you have a red wine story? Did you ever, like, have a red wine night? One night where you really just drank too much red
wine?
Like
on Sex in the City?
Tell us about it.
Oh, I passed out. And I had a bunch of people over at my house, and I drank, like, two bottles of red wine
Hell
to myself.
Just gets you sleep.
And I was like, meh. And I fell asleep while everybody's doing it. Like, I can sleep no matter how loud it is.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, a crazy person when I get drunk. I just kind of am like, I want to go to bed. I want to pass the fuck out, and I don't
care
where
I am. Sounds
like it'll
be really fun on the show.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to be so much fun right now. As long as you don't let me drink two bottles to myself.
Hey, why
you know?
Not?
We should have just given her the second bottle to sip on.
Yeah.
Great. Get the, like, glass attachment to the bottle.
Yes, yeah. The one and only time I've been really drunk off red wine was the night before my 8 a.m. film history final in sophomore year of college.
Mm.
I stayed up till 3 a.m. and I drank three bottles of wine all by myself. Somehow made it home, don't know how. Woke up covered in red. Just vomited out all of the red wine all over my bed. I thought that I died. I was like, why am I purple?
Did you think that you were a ghost yourself?
Yeah.
At the end of it, you're like, fuck.
So I woke up at 7 a.m. covered in wine. Like, not even vomit. Like, it was just regurgitated wine. And my walls were painted with it.
Oh.
My bed was soaked in it.
Was it like the scene from The Shining, but wine?
Do you not recall any of this happening at all?
No. Just woke up at 7 a.m. in my house. I was like, scrap one for me in my house, looked
How
down.
How did you just not choke to death?
I don't
understand.
That's the magic of red wine. That's the magic of me. Could have fucking taken an L and just ate a fat one and died, but instead I walked to my film. walked to my film history final, still drunk.
Aced it?
I did. I got like a 98%.
Yeah, I fucking knew
it.
It took me.
It was a nice 40-minute walk. I did change my shirt, but I didn't have time to shower, so I just reeked of bile wine. Still drunk. Still, like, exceptionally drunk.
Wait,
just
but you
like,
wore the clothes that you...
No. I changed out of them, but, like, the stench, like, was in my chest hair. As you can see, I'm a very hirsute individual. So, anyway, that's my red wine story. Do you have a nice red wine story for the listeners?
I guess
Hadley?
I'm just not as hot a mess as you guys are. I don't. I feel like all my wine stories just end with me having a good sleep. Yeah.
That's nice.
I mean, my I love drinking red wine while watching The Bachelor or Bachelorette or Bachelor in Paradise. Because then I'm like, nah. So, everything makes sense. Nah.
That's good. So. That's good.
You raised your arms like... Pick me up, Mom!
Yeah, who are you? Are you wishing the strong bachelor would pick you up? Is that what the arm motion is for?
I'm sorry, JT, my boyfriend.
Oh, shout-outs, JT.
That Colton on Bachelor in Paradise
really?
Right now is...
He's a virgin.
He's a hottie.
Just so everyone who doesn't...
I know he's a virgin, and I think that that's so precious. So I just
that's precious.
Like, oh, Lord.
I'm the opposite where I'm like, oh, nope.
So Hadley is single if you haven't heard. Virgin, stay away. Yeah. Hey, Hey! Shout outs to Virgins. All right, let's talk about ghosts. So,
what the fuck's your deal?
Yeah, what's your fucking deal,
what's
man?
What's my
deal? Why the fuck are you here?
Well, for what Hadley knows, I'm here. I had a ghost in my old house.
Mm-hmm.
But I've kind of been, like, I wouldn't say possessed. I grew up.
Oh my God.
Not possessed me personally. I just grew up in a very, to start off, I grew up in a very religious house. Like, my mom has always been very intuitive.
What religion?
Catholic, specifically.
Okay. So yeah. Catholic, and your mom is intuitive.
Yeah. And, like, to the point where, like, she's actually called me before and told me to leave someplace and, like, bad shit has happened. Like everything that's ever happened, like, when I'm driving specifically at night, and this has always been since I was a kid and to now when I'm driving, mm-hmm. there's always been a person that jumps in front of my car that I see.
This is regular occurrence.
It's a regular occurrence.
That a person just jumps in front of your car. That's someone horrifying. Jumps,
like
a
black figure that jumps in front of my car. Like, I've fully slammed on my brakes before with it.
Excuse me?
It's like, it's really weird, but like.
Is this not exceptionally traumatic, I would imagine?
Well, I used to talk to my mom about it, and she would just be like, they may be like spirits and you can talk to you. And as I've gotten older, like, of course, the heaven and hell thing, like, people that are there, they mm-hmm. can also like talk to you and see you or whatever mm-hmm. and whatever, and they come to you in a very like peaceful way. But there's this thing like in Catholicism that's called like purgatory,
mm-hmm. yeah,
which is like the middle ground of mm-hmm. where are you gonna go, you need to whatever. But I kind of think that like earth is like the purgatory.
Yeah.
So would you say the souls in purgatory are the ones that come back as ghosts?
Yeah, they're the ones that haven't like left here mm-hmm. and have things to finish here. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of how I feel about like people that are still here personally, right. Where I'm like, cross over, you're fine, like you can go over.
Yeah,
you know. But yeah, no, everything's like kind of like with my mom to explain stuff with her, like when I was younger, I think this was even before I was born, she had like a really close family friend like pass away, and she was at their house, like, watching their kids and stuff like that. And the wife and the husband, it was the husband who passed away. Mm-hmm. And the wife and the husband were gone. But she was cleaning the house, and one of the candles that were lit started excessively flickering. And she's like, he passed away. And then she gets a call, like, 10 minutes later that he passed away. So, and stuff like that. My mom's also helped out things where she's had, like, $100 fall from the sky with nothing above it.
What?
Like in like
that sounds fucking dope.
Yeah, for like because she
needed it.
Like my family was poor. I think it was the same family before that instance was like we need help. No, it was for the funeral. They needed money, and food for the funeral. And so, and my parents were like, we don't have any money, but we'll just put it on the credit card. I know that we shouldn't do this, but like we're just gonna do it anyway, because that's what you do for people that you love. And then on their drive to the funeral, like the money just fell from the sky. There was like no apartment building, there was no one that like where it could come from. It was just random money that just like fell from the sky.
So, well, what's interesting, so but you would kind of state that this is like religious based. So you
I would say yes and no.
Okay.
I believe in what I believe, but I'm also very open mm-hmm. to the possibilities of what's around.
Well, no, it's
like
a welcome change
so
of pace. This is we've been a little rude to the Lord on this podcast, one would say. We've got some wholesome content in our lives. So that mean that's cool. I mean, so but would you say these are like ghosts then, or these are more like a miracle kind of situation?
I'll tell you a ghost. I think that individuals jumping in front of my cars are because every time that
I
actually
hope that's not like an angel.
I think that that's people that are like they need to talk to you. And my mom always be like you need to pray for them.
Yeah,
and stuff like that.
It always look the same, these figures?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always just black figures, and it may be like one person that's like attached
to. Does it scare you?
So what happens?
Point,
so you're driving along.
So I'm driving along, and I don't see them when they get in front of my car. That's another thing. So
it's like
I just
peripheral.
See it's like a peripheral thing, and someone's jumping in front of my car, and when I'm like, huh, they're gone.
That is horribly stressful.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah. So,
I mean, do you have, like, a car-based trauma in your early life where, like, you ran over somebody and now you're paying the price?
Yep, that's it.
Wow. Police? Really? Police? Yeah,
I really called it out. Yeah, like, cold case, sort of cold situation. Case.
No, I've never had a car trauma or nothing like that. I don't really know what the significance is of it. I hope that whoever it is, or if it's multiple people, that they find peace in themselves.
That's almost worse if it's the same person, because it's just like, I want to get run over by you, specifically.
Like, what did I do to you?
I wonder if it's the car. Where'd you get the car from? Maybe it's like...
I've had multiple cars. It's been different cars.
Mm. Did it start as soon as you started driving, or did you see it when you were a passenger?
It was when I was a passenger, too. Oh. So it's been happening, like...
So it's you, yeah.
It's me.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I'll get on to, like, more ghostly things. Well, it's okay if we deter from this.
Yeah.
No, we're very strict here. We have a rigidly structure.
The next, my first, like, really recollection is when I was, like, a teenager. I think I was, like, 15, and we were in Solano Beach, which is in San Diego, and it's a private beach, and they have, like, condos.
Hoity-toity.
No, but
that's, I guess, all you could really say to them.
But my family went there for years. It was a cliff, and there was 147 steps down to get to the beach, up and down to get back to the condos. Do not break your stuff.
I'm drinking wine.
red wine.
I hope that they didn't hear me just burp into this microphone.
We got a lot of burps. We got a lot of groans. We got a lot of sweats. Solano Beach. Beautiful San Diego.
I've been there multiple times, like, with my family. And this time, like, I had friends that came with me because my brothers are significantly older than me. I have three older brothers. And
how much older?
Oldest one is 16 years older. The next one is 12. And the next one is 9. So
are they half siblings or
they're full siblings?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Were you?
Well, my oldest is pretty much. The oldest is adopted, but like,
hey, you know, yeah.
Yeah. So, but
we all gotta own up to our mistakes. You know what I mean?
You know, that's what I am. But I'm the girl, so I don't know if that's really a mistake on their part at the end of the day. But
it's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
You fell from the sky.
Solano Beach, baby.
I had all my friends with me because all my brothers were older and doing their own thing. It was probably 11 o'clock at night. We're going down the steps. We decided to go to the beach, so we're going down the steps. And there are, like, two other steps that are a mile away, the opposite way of where we are with other condo places. And as we're walking down the steps, I look over to the one on my right, and you can see, like, the lights and stuff on the steps, but there was a person holding a lantern that I saw.
Oh.
And I was like, is there a person on the steps? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And,
Jesus. And I was like, that.
And I was like, okay.
Wait, isn't this, do you remember in, like, middle school where all the boys that were into, like, quote unquote rock wore that Led Zeppelin shirt where it was the man in the hood with the lantern on the steps? Was it that image?
No,
it wasn't. Strike it from the record.
We're striking it out because
you're the shirt I'm talking about. Do you know the shirt I'm talking about? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Middle school boy shirt.
Yeah. Middle school boy shirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this. I never watched any horror films. I wasn't even allowed to watch Harry Potter when I was younger.
Oh, because of witchcraft. I remember that.
My mom has fully evolved, and she's like very much like accepting of all the things, and she realizes a lot. But at the time,
how
did
she feel,
like,
about the gays?
You don't have to. Love zone.
Okay, good. All right. We love the gays here on Stirred Spirits. Anyway.
We've had plenty on.
We've had plenty on.
So back to the kind of Harry Potter thing, and that goes with this kind of thing. He kind of was like an image of Dumbledore in a way, where, like, he had like the long beard and kind of like a long trench coat, and was holding a lantern and had like an old fashioned like top hat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I was just like, okay. And it was really weird that I could see him that far, but I distinctly, like, saw him because he wanted me to see him, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So anyway, we get down to the steps, and there are these, like, beautiful sand sculptures. And I'm like, this is weird. Like, I've never fucking seen this before here. I've been going here for years. Like, no one's ever done this before. I don't remember what all of them were, but one of them I remember distinctly was a crocodile. And the tail, you could only see the tail from the entrance that we walked onto the beach. And so we're all walking around, and the crocodile is, like, the farthest one away. And I go and walk over there. Are you okay?
He's uncomfortable.
You know, the cramps happen. Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
Can you feel your legs?
No, I can't feel my right foot. I hope it's not the diabetes.
diabetes.
It was those donuts.
It's those donuts. They gave me the diabetes.
Donut friend. So the crocodile tail.
Crocodile, alligator, whichever one. But I go around to the other side, and it has beaming red eyes.
Not great.
And no. And I go, does anybody else see this? And the people with me actually did see it. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, I'm not crazy. And I was like, I went up to see if it was like maybe jewels glistening. It wasn't. It was just like beaming. And I like
how you assumed that on Solano Beach, San Diego, someone would have taken the effort to make a crocodile sand sculpture with like rubies at its eyes.
No.
Jesus. Okay.
But yeah, so just red eyes. And I was like, guys, we really need to leave because I just got this really, really bad feeling and just all this stuff. And everybody's like, you're crazy. I was like, no, we have to go. Like, I was like almost on the verge of tears. And then I actually like heard the lantern guy speak to me, and he was like, you need to leave. And I could tell that he wasn't like saying it to anybody else, but like said it to me, and I was like, okay. So yeah. And that's when I was like, we really like, we need to go. And when we walked up, I looked over and I literally saw him like kind of like float down.
Oh God.
To like the that area, rock. The crocodile thing. And the eyes just like vanished. Like the red vanished.
Interesting.
And so he was like, he's protecting his beach is what I was like taking.
Wow. Shoutouts to Mother Gaia, lovely beaches. That's good. A warrior of the earth.
And so
that's crazy.
Which is like insane. And I hadn't thought of that in years, but I was like so beside myself when I thought of that.
Interesting. So do you remember exactly what part of the beach you went back to? Like you could find it again?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean it's not a wide beach. I mean, it's right next to Del Mar, and it's a smaller kind of like in a cove.
Mm.
Have you looked up if anyone else has seen stuff over there?
I haven't. I feel like I was so young when that happened, and my brain so wasn't like, ooh, ghosts at the time, that I wouldn't even think about it. I don't even think, like, I don't know when I was 15 if that would actually be in the internet, all that stuff would actually
right,
be
now
on
it's
there.
So different where it's like everything. Yeah.
Where everything, you can
find
everything.
Find a subreddit for it.
Somebody look up on Solano Beach if there's a lantern man that protects the beach, so.
Great. anything else?
Well, she's got,
Yeah, I mean, Hadley knows this story, but the last house that we were in was built in the 1930s, remodeled in the 1940s, hasn't really been touched since.
Not
until,
a great
like,
time to be a homeowner, as history would state.
You would think.
State.
You would think.
Listen, folks, I was in AP US history. There's a little something called the Great Depression.
Hey.
Maybe you've heard
of
it.
I was in AP US history,
All right.
Let's not be waving our AP US history cards around,
What's
okay?
that thing where you, like, only date smart people? Sapiosexual. There we go.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that is a thing. There's, like, this bad subgenre of men that are like, I'm a sapiosexual and I will only date the intelligent.
Only date really girls who took A-push.
Yeah.
I really want to meet one of those people.
You're looking at one. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like, I want to pick their brains. I like, way like that, I want to pick their brains.
That sentence was going, I thought you said, I really want to mate with one
I
of those
I want to mate with, so you are a sapiosexual. You want to mate with the superior intellect.
Yeah.
That's good, that's good. Sure. Bring strong crop.
Okay, how long did you live in this home?
I lived in this home for a year. My boyfriend lived in this home.
Hadley has arrested control back.
Sorry, Hadley.
My
boyfriend lived in this home for 2 years, and even he has his own little, like, spiel with it as well before I even moved in. I always had, like, a weird feeling with it, whatever. It just, nothing seemed right. And it was always, like, kind of specifically, like, laundry room. kitchen sink area where and I always felt like very
You said your boyfriend had weird things before you moved in, so was that was yeah. his weird stuff in that area as well?
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
But his weird stuff came from that area. So I'll tell his story. So he was living there. He was outside on the back patio on the phone. It was late at night. And I think it was only him and our other friend, Matt, who lived with us as well. And all of a sudden, like, we had a grapefruit tree on the side of our house that was decently far away from where he was sitting. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, like, a grapefruit just comes flying toward him and hits one of the pillars on the side of the awning that he was sitting under. And he was like, what? And in his head, he was like, oh, Matt's just fucking with me. Matt is an ex-NFL player, so that's...
Wait, what's his last name?
Singletary.
No, like, I don't watch a goddamn second of that stupid sport.
I know every Matt football player. Yeah.
But he was just thinking, he was like, yeah, no, that was just Matt. And then another one came, like, literally from the sky down so hard, and it like, broke one of the beams on the awning on the top and then, like, rolled into the pool. And he got off the phone and, like, went inside, and Matt's in the kitchen cooking, and he was like, what the fuck? Why are you throwing grapefruits at me? And he's like, what are you talking about? And he was like, and explained it to him, and then him and Matt, like, started freaking out, because Matt had just been cooking in the kitchen for, like, 30 minutes, and all that kind of happened in a 10-minute time frame. So him and Matt, like, go outside, like, with flashlights, and Matt goes and grabs his, like, axes that he has under his bed. You know?
No, so I don't.
The one thing, they don't have an axe under your bed.
I don't.
He's a great guy. He just really will protect you. He just really, like, is a protective human. But they, like, went outside and, like, nothing. There's nobody. There couldn't be a person, especially where it came from the top. There just couldn't be a person. And so that was kind of the first instance with JT. Mm-hmm. Okay, I move into the house, and I always have, like, weird feelings and just never liked walking around, like, at night in the house and nothing like that. But I don't know if this had anything to do with the fact that we had a roommate for a couple months who supposedly could see ghosts and get rid of them, or can heal people. Like, this is stuff that he proclaims. So I don't know if it is correlated with him or if it is with the house, but it was, like, all in the time frame that he was there. So a part of me is like, you brought them. But it kind of started slowly where, like, we have an Apple TV, and it would just, no one would be in the living room, and it would just, like, turn on and start playing something. I would walk home and, like, the flame on the stove would be on, and no one had been home all day. And then my TV was, like, playing, like, cable, but it was on YouTube.
What?
It was really weird. Like, I had a smart TV, and it was on.
Weird stuff like that.
It was just weird stuff like that, and it started off like that. And then my mom also had a really good friend that passed away at the time as well, and I was just kind of like, maybe she's just, like, saying hi, because I knew her. I knew her my whole life, and I was just like, I love you. Like, if you're just trying to say hi, like, hi, like, you don't need to, like, try to burn our house down or stuff like that. Yeah. But there was this one time where I was doing...
is anyone else feeling burpy?
Yes. No.
A little burpy.
No. A little bit.
I don't ever.
I'm going to get some more wine.
Do you want me to pause?
Do you want to pause it?
No, you know what? Keep talking. Muscle about.
Can you bring the wine over so I can have some?
Yeah. Great. Okay. Anyway, so, and I came home to go and study my lines, and we had this, it was a huge house. It was a 6-bedroom house.
Yeah.
It had, like, a living room, a dining room, and, like, a family room,
uh-huh.
A double family room. It was so big. But I was sitting in the living room, and it's surrounded by a bunch of windows. And you know when you have all the lights on?
Yes.
And you can see, like, in your windows because it's dark outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting, and all these windows are surrounding me. I'm learning my lines. I'm doing whatever I'm doing. And I look up, and I see my laundry room, and there is a girl there.
Nope.
that is, she's in a, she's standing backwards. So I only see the back of her. She's wearing this like long white dress. She has really, really long, like dark, almost black hair that was like wavy and beautiful. And I was like, what the fuck? And I turned around and no one's there. I'm the only one home. Nothing looked like that in the laundry room for like her to be there, other than that like the washer and dryer was white, but like nothing else. And I was just like, okay, I'm just seeing things. It's just whatever. And so I turn back around and I look up, and because, well, that's why not looking up. I don't know why I did, but she like hid behind the dryer. And she was like, I'm showing them with a book what she did. Because she did this like really creepy smile looking over.
Ooh, the launch, not the about she was like it. No.
Over. Over the dryer. And I looked back and she was gone again. And it was, and I was like, okay, someone's here. Like I had just a really bad feeling, and
well,
I wasn't sure, and I was like, I was like, oh shit, no, please don't look at me like that, don't smile at me like that.
Was she like trying to play? Like
and like a part of me, it was really weird. It was really weird because I kind of felt like she wasn't trying to harm me, but she was trying to spook me by like playing with me. She really was. She was just like, want to play some games, but I didn't feel like she was gonna possess me. If that makes sense,
yeah. You didn't feel like she was going to hurt you or do anything bad to you.
No, but I felt like,
hey, I know you could see me.
She's like, hey, I know you can see me, so I'm just going to, like, be right here. Hello, I'm going to give you a weird smile. And I,
yeah.
So.
I don't like that.
Did you
ever see her again?
Yeah, was that the end of the encounter?
I never saw her again, but, like, the TV stuff kept happening, though. And
she seems very playful.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I got from her, was that she was just, like, wanting to play and have a good time, and I wasn't all for it completely.
So you just, you're no fun is what you're saying. You're like, not about it.
But like a part of me also feels like we had also a basement that only had our heater down there. And a part of me, like every time I looked down there, I felt like she lived down there.
Yeah, nothing good's ever happened.
Like a part of me feels like she like maybe have been like trapped down there. And
or
that's
something like that.
Yeah, I just got like weird feelings about it. And it was correlated to her. And I was like, we really need to get out of this house. Like, she just really, she wants to play, but, like, I know that she's, like, hurt deep down inside, and you don't know how long. Like, if we stayed there for longer, it could have persisted to something very
not
great.
You could become a mother.
Hi, baby. What happened?
I'm a ghost child.
I'm a ghost child. Yeah. Have like Hadley's like baby like, that walks through.
Oh, yeah. Hadley's baby.
Nothing is gone. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you really disappointed this ghost. She just went to play and you turned a cold shoulder to
her. I'm sorry.
In a moment of meaning.
Have you had stuff since?
No. Not a whole lot. I mean, not me personally. I know, like, some things have happened, like, the people around me. Mm-hmm. Like, more miracle-y stuff. Like, my best friend's a cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. And he, like, during one of his treatments, he became paralyzed because he was, like, allergic to one of the chemo that they gave him. But his dad passed away when we were 14. And when he became paralyzed and whatever, and when it was, like, diagnosed, his dad showed up and, like, stayed with him, like, the whole time until he wasn't paralyzed anymore.
Wow.
So it's just, like, little stuff like that and just the person jumping in front of my car.
Yeah. I was just gonna, okay, I have a question.
Yes.
Because we've had very few, if any, religious people on the pod. Mm-hmm. So I guess my question was, how do you feel like, and maybe you talked about this a little bit, like, how do you feel like religion and, I guess, paranormal intersect? Like, for you, I guess you just think that these spirits are in purgatory, essentially? Is that...
I guess, I mean, I don't know if I really believe in a purgatory, even though that's kind of against, like, Catholicism or whatever. And I'm also, like, I'm a teetering, like, Catholic Christian.
Okay.
Myself. But I feel like it's more those people that haven't found peace with themselves. Mm-hmm. More than, like, they haven't found peace with God, if that makes sense.
Right. You're not saying, oh, the people who are here, like, I guess in the classic definition of purgatory or something, like, you're not saying, oh, it hasn't, their fate hasn't been decided. It's right. more like they're lost.
Right. It's not like right. you're bad, but you're not bad enough to go to heaven, so yeah. you need to repent. Like, I don't feel like they're repenting, because I feel like they're confused. Well,
continually jumping in front of your car, I don't know exactly what they're like, repenting.
What? Right. And you know what? Like, more than I think about it, like, Jesus. Maybe that person, like, maybe that's how that person
yeah.
died. I don't know. But
do you believe in past lives?
A part of me does. I've been told.
What if you hit my own past life?
I've been told that about my own past lives. And
what kind of stuff?
Well, like with me and my best friend Michael, our lives seem to kind of follow each other's past. Just anyway, just in our everyday yeah. lives. Like, he's a cancer survivor. I'm a survivor of what's called Steven Johnson syndrome. And mm-hmm. like, we just kind of all, it's just tragedies that him and I have gone through our struggles. Yeah. We share some things. But someone randomly came up to me that I don't know, and Michael wasn't even with me, but told me that Michael and I were twins in a past life, and we were like part of the Egyptian Empire and stuff like that. And that's why him and I are so close, and that's why our lives kind of intersect and go along with each other and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, I'm like I said like earlier, I'm not opposed to other things out there. Mm-hmm. I think that there's a huge capability of that. I think it would be really cool to have past lives. I'd like to know more if someone is just like, hey, this is what's happening in your past, what happened to you in your past. And I'm like, whoa, that's so cool. But a part of me also is like, I bring religion into that too, because I'm like, well, like God kind of did that as well, you know, like kind of like, it's like, oh, you need to go to Earth for a little bit again mm-hmm. and like do yeah, whatever. I think that's where my brain goes to it.
The in the pantheon of Christian religion, I think purgatory is the one concept I can kind of like lay stake in, because I do think in terms of my own beliefs as to why ghosts are real, it's like people with unfinished business. Yeah. And I think purgatory makes sense in that kind of like unfinished right. business sense.
Right.
So a question I wanted to ask though, so like if you essentially are processing spirits with the kind of context of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
So none of these are like harmful spirits then? Like you generally believe these are just like at worst lost souls?
There are such things as demons.
Okay.
100%.
Have you encountered any of them?
In my dreams.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and then like there is this dream that came about a few times. There was a demon that was trying to take my soul, and it was like attached to the devil. And I continued having this kind of dream when I was very young. And then I'd have like archangels, and I would say like my Hail Mary, and have like these saints like helping and protecting me.
In the dream,
and like they actually came and like damned this like devil demon into the dishwasher, which is kind of funny, but that's like in my dream, like that's what happened. But it was kind of a recurring kind of thing that happened,
right?
And so I do believe that they're like with the thing on the beach, like whatever was in that crocodile was a demon, and I didn't like it, and I like was seeing its eyes move and like all this like redness right. and all that kind of stuff. And so I do think that there are very evil things that are yeah. walking around in this world that we can't see, and that can alter people's personal perception
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
like personal self too and everything. And
right.
so
how do you feel like you protect yourself from those kind of things?
I block out a lot of negativity right. just right. in general.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so, and, you know, entirely without judgment, to clarify my earlier statements, I appreciate and respect people that believe in what they believe in, if they believe in it without prejudice. That's my statement on the podcast.
I mean,
as such, no, like, have you ever had, like, God talked to you or anything like that? Just since we've been kind of discussing this, like, interaction between the paranormal and religion.
I have. Yeah. I actually am speaking on the whole, like, Michael and I being really close and stuff like that. I'm a Stephen Johnson syndrome survivor. And what that is it's an allergic reaction to a medication that causes your immune system to attack yourself. So I had second degree burns from head to toe and blisters on my mucous membranes. I literally, like, if you can think, my mom uses this analogy and it's like perfect, but if you can think of like a rotisserie chicken cooking in an oven, that's what I looked like. So my like
we lips... just got rotisserie chicken from Zonku's chicken.
So sorry.
No, we didn't. He's just trying to make you feel bad.
I'm sorry. You're a pescatarian. You don't eat chicken.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm looking forward to
just
that.
Just an asshole. But so like my lips were black, my toes were black, my cheeks were black, and the rest of me was like burning, all that kind of stuff. And my doctors actually told my parents that I wasn't going to survive. Mm-hmm. And of course the doctors aren't telling me that I'm gonna die. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because, like, unless you're really, really bad. Yeah, and then
you don't
want to
put that on record in a medical
facility. No, you don't. You know? And it got to the point where they actually, like, looked at me and they were like, do you want to be put in a medical induced coma? And I was like, no.
Check, please. It's not today.
I was like, no, because they're like, if this is my last, like, moments on Earth, like, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss my family. I don't want to miss my best friends. I don't want to miss my loved ones. I just don't want to miss out on that. And it was just like during that process, there was always someone that was telling me to keep fighting. And it wasn't worldly. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't a human.
How did it present itself to you?
It was like, it was many dreams. It was just like, I would be by myself. Cause I was up in the middle of the night most of the time anyway. Mm-hmm. And everyone would be asleep around me cause I'm up in the middle of the night. And it would be like, somebody's like whispering in my ear, like, you're going to be okay. Like, you need to keep pushing through.
Wow.
And I don't think I've ever felt God more than I have in those moments that I was like, I remember just like, also being very happy and loved and surrounded by so many people and whoever was holding me and talking to me, which I believe is God and Jesus myself, but whoever that was really helped me get through it.
Well,
I know that's heavy. No, I'm sorry.
I feel like a real jabroni for my rotisserie chicken.
No, it's okay. Like, it's funny. It's, you know, it's fine. Like, you know, maybe it's okay to joke about things that are hard. Like, how else are you supposed to get
through
life?
It's a way to cope with it.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't get through shit in your life because everybody deals with shit and everybody has to go through something. Yeah. And how else are you supposed to go through it? What are you going to, like, dwell in your misery?
Right.
Well, thank you for appearing on this podcast.
Yeah,
thank you for being so open
with us.
Yeah, that's like,
of course.
You know,
I know that was kind of a deter from
anything about a higher being or something not worldly works for me.
It works for me.
Stirred spirit, if you will.
So first of all, I'd like to thank Robert Mai for composing our theme song. I'd like to thank Casey Lawrence for narrating the opening bits. Got any plugs? Twitter
sure,
and Instagram?
Sure, okay, yeah, I have Instagram. Okay, Angelina Marie Broyles.
Got any projects you're working on? Any hot LA content to deliver to the masses?
Not currently. I mean, if you want to sing with me, I'm all open to that. Singing is like my whole thing.
I would love to sing.
Can you
gonna
sing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you want?
I'm like trying to get back into the theater world, so my brain's all in like musical theater.
Let's hear a little bit. Give us a little.
One of the new songs that I was learning recently is from this show called Waitress.
Uh-huh.
There's this girl who's
Sarah
like very
Bareilles
neurotic.
Sarah Bareilles made the music.
Yes,
that's
she did.
True.
And there's this like this character.
That's true.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna tag the shit out of Sarah Bareilles in this social media anyway. All right.
That's true.
Sing us a song.
It's this very neurotic girl who's also from the South, so it might come out like that.
All right.
Just so you know, because I'm trying to like.
All right.
pay respect to the character. Thank but anyways.
You. Let's hear it.
Okay. I stick with real things, usually facts and figures. When information's in its place, I minimize a guessing game. Guess what? I don't like guessing games or when I feel things or when I get the feelings. How am I supposed to operate if I'm just tossed around by fate? Like on an unexpected date with a stranger who might talk too fast or ask me questions about myself before I've decided that he could ask me questions about myself.
I can't keep going.
I get so uncomfortable when other people sing.
Oh, I have so many songs in my heart. Do you want to hear
I was just sitting here. No, not really.
Okay, not
really.
They are.
All right, let's hear 5 seconds.
Keep going.
Go.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted, and my arms are open wide.
That's enough. Why did your eyes?
I win your heart.
Hold on.
No,
wait, no,
stop.
Don't be done.
For I haven't got a clue.
Jesus.
But I wanna stop my sin.
See, you were all joking. I'm all serious over here. Now I feel like a dweeb just being like, well, this is
why
how I
your
sing.
Why were eyes closed the entire
time? That's how you gotta sing the song.
Thomas,
also,
what would
I
you...
wasn't joking.
Thomas, what would you like to plug?
My singing, first and foremost.
First and foremost.
I would like to plug my social media. You can follow me at Twitter, @_sad_dad, on Instagram, @big_sad_dad. You can follow, actually, no longer CrossFader Magazine. We are in the process. Yes. We are in the process of a relaunch and rebrand as Merry-Go-Round Magazine. Keep your ears and eyes peeled for us relaunching back onto the social medias in September. And just have a wonderful life, people.
Yay.
Hadley, you got anything to plug?
Yeah, I'd like to plug my brews.
Woo! Yeah. Is that from your soccer league?
I got hit by a soccer ball last night.
Is that from a ghost or for real?
Oh, fuck. It is a soccer ball ghost.
A soccer ball ghost.
Hit me right in there. My team won we didn't fucking win. Whoa, I am drinking. Our team lost 5-0 last night in our playoff game, but I just want to say shout out to the Toffees. Love y'all.
Shout out
so
to the
sorry
Toffees.
It did not go well last night.
We'll keep them in our hearts. How's your web series I would have guessed you doing?
It's in post. Post is a hard place to be. Cool. Love y'all.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, Angelina.
Thank you.
Of course, thank you.
Rotisserie chicken.